Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about the mitzvah of davening kibasikin, what is this all about, and we'll try to connect it to Hanukkah. So before I mention any of the shittas Rishonim, the best thing is we'll start from the sources itself, and then we'll see how the Rishonim approach it. So if you look at your source sheet, number one is the Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Tesam with Beis. So let's go through this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Me'imasai korin ashma b'shacharis. When is the time to say Shema in the morning? So Mishnah says, Mishiyakir ben Tcheles Lavan. From, if it's light enough that you could see the difference between the color of Tcheles and Lavan, Rav Elazar Omer ben Tcheles Lekarsi, Ad Hanetzachama. So the time you start is what's called Mishiyakir, and the latest time, according to the Tanakhama, to say Shema is Netzachama. You cannot say Shema past Netz. Rav Yeshua Omer Ad Shaloshos. Shekin Derech Malachim Lamod B'Shaloshos. Which is the way we paskin. Mm-hmm. So, according to the Rabbi Yeshua, you could say Shema until 3 hours of the day. So, now the next couple of paragraph is the quote from the Gemara. V'acherim omrim, mishayiras chavera rachok midalad amos. There is what is called mishayakir, not the light enough between white and tcheles, but it has to be light enough that you could recognize a friend within a distance of dalad amos. Amar avuna, halacha ki acherim. Rav Huna says we paskin like this opinion. Amar Abaye lit tefillin kachem. When is the early? You know, on the charts they tell you when is the earliest time to put on tefillin. Mm-hmm. So it comes from this Gemara. When the Gemara says you can put on tefillin when it's light enough, you can recognize your friend. That's the time that they're referring to. But says Abaye, that's legabe tefillin. But lekriya shema ki vasikin. When is the time to say shema like the vasikin? So what did Vasikin do? The Amar of Yochan Vasikin Hayogomer so im hanetzachama. The Vasikin would say Shema around Nate's time. Tanya nami haki Vasikin Hayogomer so im hanetzachama kideshi yisma gulat fila. So this way you could daven Shmoneh Esrei right afterwards. V'nimtza mispao b'yom. Amar of Zera Mikra. What is the source of davening kivasikin? So the Gemara of Zera says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Yira'ucha im shemesh, you will fear God at the rising of the sun, v'lefnei yareach dor darim. So mincha you'll daven at sunset, when the moon comes out, and shacharis, you should daven at sunrise, because that's when you fear God. Now, the whole question, everything that will revolve of different shitas harishonim, is about, is Vasikin Adin in Kriya Shema or is Vasikin Adin in Tefillah? The simple reading, if you look at the next paragraph, is a quote from Rashi, just going from left to right. For some reason, I couldn't do it. So Vasikin, Rashi says, Anashim Anavim Umuchavim Mitzvos. And then if you look at the last line, the Rashi says, V'lefnei Yareh Kiloma Kesha Hashemesh Yotze Hainu Im Hanetzachama. They are mekablim malchus shamayim, shemekablim aleihem b'kriya shema. So Rashi seems to indicate that the pasuk Yivaruchah im shemesh is a reference to kriya shema. So the Bach points out there is a Rashi later on seems to apply its tefillah. So that's the question. This pasuk of fearing God, is that a reference at sunrise? Does that mean you should say Shema at sunrise, or does it mean you should start Shemoneh Esrei at sunrise? That's the key to everything. Now, Rashi tells you, by the way, that the word Vasikin is Anashim Anavim, humble people. The Rabbeinu Yonah Brachos says, and this is going to be important for us, the word Vasikin means people who are very precise. Because, especially in those days, they didn't have, remember, they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have atomic clocks. So it wasn't so simple for an ordinary person to know when is sunrise. And it was the special experts that even in the time of Chazal, they were able to know when is sunrise. And that's why they're called Vasikin. Rabbeinu Yonah says the word Vasikin quotes the Targum Yonason in Tanakh, that the word Vasikin means a sharp mountain. So the word Vasik means sharp, very precise. And Rashi says it means people who are love to do mitzvahs. Okay. This is the Gemara in Brachos. The question that is bothering the Tosfos and all the Rishonim is that we have a Gemara in Yuma. So look at paragraph 3, where it says reference 3. So it quotes the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Zayin Beis, says, Hilani Imo It's talking about Hilani Amalka. So Hilani Imo Asa Nevresha shows off. She donated to the Beis HaMikdash a candelabra, which they would hang in the Beis HaMikdash, that was made with mirrors. And the Gemara explains, Tana Bishasha Achama Zoreches, when the sun would shine, Nitzotzos Yotzi Mimena, the sun rays would be reflected from the mirror of this Nevreshes, V'hakol Yodim Shiyegi Azman Kriyashma, and it's time to say Kriyashma in the morning. This is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, how can you tell me you're supposed to be saying Kriyashma at that time? Hakorishma Shachrisim Anshe Mishmar V'Anshe Mamar Lo Yatza Mipnei Shanshe Mishmar Mashkimim Anshe Mamar Machrim. Remember, they put this in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara says the people, the Kohanim, the Anshe Mishmar Mamar, who were in the Beis HaMikdash, would not be saying Shema at that time. They would say it earlier or later, but that's not the right time to say Shema. Amar Abaye Lashar Amar Yerushalayim. The purpose of this Nevreshes was not for the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. They would say it at a different time because they were busy preparing the Korban. Either they would say it earlier or later. But the purpose of this Nevreshes was for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, but it was so bright that even if you're living in the rest of Yerushalayim, you could see the sun rays being reflected from this Nevreshes. The simple Metzias, this is a question of simple Metzias. If you have sunrise being reflected from this mirrors, it has to be past sunrise. Because at sunrise, the sun will be too low to be reflected against the mirror, right? So obviously the sun has to be a little higher. So if they would be saying Shema at that point, that's post sunrise. And how can the Gemara Brachos tell us that the right time to say Kriya Shema is at sunrise? That's the question that we're showing in Bambadi. Okay. So, answer number one is given by Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, we do not paskin like Acherim. Acherim in Gemara Brachos says you should say Shema Mishayakir, and then you would say, later on the Gemara says, oh, they would do like the Vasikin. We don't accept any of this Gemara. We have a Machlokes Hasugyas, and we're going to go like the Gemara in Yuma, and you would be after sunrise. The time to say Shema, Lechatchila, is after sunrise. Why? Let's go through his theory. So look at paragraph 4. He quotes a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah says, Ein korin es a Megillah, you're not supposed to read the Megillah, v'lo malim, you're not supposed to do bris milah, v'lo tovlin, go to a mikvah, v'lo mazin, sprinkle, v'kein shomeres yom, kineget yom, l'tipo, when should you do mitzvahs that you have to do only during the day, that you cannot do at night? Only after sunrise. That's what the Mishnah Megillah says. However, says the Mishnah, so b'di'evet, if you did a mitzvah, let's say you bench lulav, you said halo, or you did a bris milah, after amar ha-shachar, b'di'evet it's kosher. But is that the lechatchila? The Mishnah tells you lechatchila mitzvahs that have to be done during the day should be done after sunrise. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Kriya Shema is not different than any other mitzvah that you have to do during the day. So just like Milah and Halal and Lulav, all these mitzvahs should be done after sunrise, Kriya Shema is not different. So when is the right time to say Kriya Shema? After sunrise. B'di'evet, the Mishnah tells you kosher after Amud HaShachar. But says Rabbeinu Tam, Kriya Shema has nothing to do with Mishiyake. That is an opinion of Achirim in the Gemara Brachos. We don't accept that opinion, says Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Yuma is telling us that Kriya Shema is like all other mitzvos, and Lechatchila, the right time to say Kriya Shema is after sunrise like all other mitzvos, and B'di'evet after Amud HaShachar. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Now, it says the other Rishonim are going to disagree. And the basic question that they're all going to be arguing about is, when should you say Shema? Rabbeinu Tam is right. Kriya Shema is like any other mitzvah. Why should you be able to do, why should it be different than Milah and Halal that you should say it before sunrise? Right? That's the question.
If you become a Shemayim by Kriya Shema, you take upon a yoke.
Yeah, that should be so more. It should be more.
It should be earlier. Because you go to meet
Kabbalah's
the king.
Yeah, all right.
You go
so
to meet the king, you go earlier.
So Rabbeinu Tam says, look, it's like all of the mitzvos, it's talu when it's considered yom versus laila. The question is the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say, you know why Kriya Shema is different? Because in the Torah, in the Parsha of Shema, what does it say? When you lie down, get up. It doesn't say the word Yom V'Layah. Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Torah says, B'shach B'chov Kamecha, it really means Yom V'Layah. When do people go to sleep? At night. And when do people get up? During Yom. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a din in Yom V'Layah. And just like all other mitzvahs are Yom V'Layah, so to Kriyashma. The other Rishonim, I'm going to say, the words B'shach V'chov Kamecha means we're not taller in Yom V'Layah. It's taller when people go to sleep, get up. When do people get up? Misha Yaker, when you can rec, if it's light enough, you can see your friend, that's time to get up, and that's already considered to be a time for saying Kriya Shema. So that's the question. When the Torah says, see, Beishamai say, B'shach V'chov Kamecha means when you lie down, you don't just say Kriya Shema when you lie down, but lying down and standing up. Beis Hillel say, no, it doesn't mean lying down, standing up, it means B'shashahu come and B'shashu Shokin. When do people get up and when do people lie down? But that concept is Talo and this Machlokes. Does that mean it means when people are going to sleep? It's a din of going to sleep and getting up? And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it really means it's a din in Yom V'Layah. When is it Yom and when is it Layah? Now, number one, I'm going to first of all quote Rabbeinu Tam in Brachos. So on the first daf in Brachos, the first Rabbeinu Tam in Maseches Brachos, the Beis Amoral, has a machlokes with Rashi. So the Mishnah talks about the Kriya Shema that you say at night. So what does the Mishnah say? B'shasha kohanim nechnasim la'achol b'chumasim when it's teitz kohagah. That's the time to say Kriya Shema at night. So Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi both asked the question, in those days the practice was that they would daven in shul early, before sunset, and they would say Maariv. So that's not Tzeis HaKochav. So Rashi says, you're right, and you're going to say Kriya Shema later on when you say go to sleep, Kriya Shema Lamita, and when you daven in shul, that's not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's only mitok, lamod bedivrei, mitok divrei Torah. Lamod bedfila mitok divrei Torah. But Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a tremendous chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah in the fourth parak, when is the last time to say mincha, and when is the time to daven maariv? Rabbi Yehuda says, plaga mincha, and the Chachamim say, shkia. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what, this same machlokes that is talking about when to daven mincha and to daven maariv, that's the same halacha for Kriya Shema. The Gemara never says this. This is a tremendous chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, if it's good enough to be considered Maariv, it's good enough, it's late enough to say Kriya Shema as well. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So the answer is, because Rabbeinu Tam is the same shita. I'm going to connect Rabbeinu Tam in Brachos Dav Beis Amud Aleph with this Rabbeinu Tam Kivasikin. Rabbeinu Tam says everything is taloi on Yom V'Layla. The Rashba asks, do people go to sleep already after Plaga Mincha? People don't go to sleep at Plaga Mincha. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not taloi going to sleep. It's taloi Yom V'Layla. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Kriya Shema is a chelik of tefillah. Just like it's good enough for you to daven, so too it's considered good enough to say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the same as davening. It's part of tefillah itself. It's inseparable. So just like whatever halachos apply Yom Laila for tefillah will apply to Kriya Shema. If it's late enough and it's considered evening for the purpose of tefillah, it's considered evening for the purpose of Kriya Shema. And the same thing in the morning, says Rabbeinu Tam. If it's the right time to daven, because davening should be at this time, because Rabbeinu Tam says, Yeruchim Shemesh is a reference to tefillah, tefillah should be said at night, then you have to do the same thing with Kriya Shema. You're not going to start Shemona Esrei before night, right? So just like you can't start Shemona Esrei before night, you can't say Shema before night. Shema is a chelak of tefillah, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, the two go together. Yom V'Layla applies to one, and Yom V'Layla applies to the other. You cannot separate one from the other. Now, I'll quote something interesting from Rabbi Soloveitchik that he said in the Yortzeit Shir. So he said something beautiful in terms of the concept of Yom V'Layla. Why do we have this Amud HaShachar and we have Netzachama? So he says, if you look in Bereishis, in the Sefer Bereishis, when the very beginning, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, so it says, Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, Yom Echad. And as you know, according to the Jewish calendar, the day starts at night. Shabbos, Yom Tov, every Sunday, because the pasuk says evening and then morning. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the sun and the moon, so let's look carefully how the Torah phrases it. So the Torah says, "Vayomer Elokim yehi maoros v'rakia." The sun and the moon will be lights in the sky. Hashamayim labdil bein hayom ubein halayla, and they will separate between day and night. Vayulo sosu maadim uliyamim v'shanim. What's the order? How does it say first? First day and then night. So we have two concepts. We have Erev and Boker, and then we have Yom V'Laila. So Erev and Boker are halachic day and night. So halachically, day starts at Amud HaShachar, and at night, it starts at Seisa Kohan. Then we have another concept called Yom V'Laila. Yom V'Laila, astronomical day and night. When is it astronomically day? When the sun is up. And when is it night? When the sun is down. So those are the two notions. So the reason that L'chadchila, the Mishnah Megillah, is telling you, and why Rabbeinu Tam says you should be davening Netzach Hamah, because astronomical day starts at sunrise. Halachically, b'dievet, it will be from dawn, but astronomically, it's still not day. And we're missing an aspect of Yom V'Laila, and therefore that's why there's an aspect of L'chadchila to postpone Kriya Shema and Tefillah until Netzach Hamah, because that's the moment that halachically it's not just halachically, but astronomically, it's already Yom. And therefore, that's the L'chadchila Yeruchayim Shemesh. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Re and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say the second answer, a different approach than... Oh, I should mention, coming back to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hanano agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that the L'chadchila time to say Kriya Shema is after Netz. But he has a different answer to the steer in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam says we just disregard this Gemara. We don't paskin like Achem. Rabbeinu Hanano says when the Gemara in Brachos says that Vasikin ayu gomrim oso ima neitz akama, the Vasikin would say Shema with Neitz, what does the word im with Neitz mean? So the simple understanding, how Rashi says, means before. But Rabbeinu Hanano says, no, Gomri Mosa means after Netz. So Rabbeinu Hanano says, Vasikin would say Shema after Netz. Rabbeinu Tam says Vasikin did incorrectly. They said Shema before because they wanted Shmon Esser to be right at Netz. But we don't paskel like that. No, Rabbeinu Hanano says, you misunderstood. Vasikin said Shema after Netz because the word Gomri Menetz Achama means after Netz. So whichever way you interpret the word im, they both agree that the right time, l'chadchila, to say Shema is at Netz. Not before Netz, but after Netz. Both Rabbeinu Hanano and Rabbeinu Tam. That is the first sheet. The second sheet is the sheet of the Ri. The Ri says, there's no seer in the Gemaras. Really the right time to say, he agrees that the whole concept of Vasikin is Yerucham Shemesh is a din in Tefillah. Both Rabbeinu Tam and Duri agree to that. And Tefillah should be said at Netz. But Kriya Shema should be said before Netz. Rabbeinu Tam says it should be said after Netz because Rabbeinu Tam says Kriya Shema is a chelek of Tefillah. The Ri disagrees. Kriya Shema is not a chelek of tefillah. L'chadchila, we paskin like acherim. And when is the right time to say Kriya Shema? Mishi Yaker is chavera. So why did the Vasikin wait and say Shema only a few minutes before Netz? Because the Gemara says, Kidei lismok geula l'tefillah. As far as Kriya Shema, there will be no difference of saying Kriya Shema Mishi Yaker versus Netz. The only reason why they postponed the Kriya Shema a few minutes before Netz, so that there won't be a big gap between the Kriya Shema and the Shmon Esrei. Because both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri agree that the right time to say Tefillah is at Netz, because the Pasuk says Yerucha and Shemesh, and they say Yerucha is reference to Tefillah. When will we fear God? When the sun rises. But when is the right time to say Kriya Shema? Rabbeinu Tam will say that the right time to say Kriya Shema is after Netz, because it's a chelak of tefillah. And the Ri will say, no, it's not a chelak of tefillah. Lismo gulu tefillah. Really, you could say it Mishayakir, but in order to minimize the gap between the Kriya Shema and the tefillah, you're going to make the Kriya Shema as close to tefillah as possible. This is the Shita of the Ri. So obviously the Ri will disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Kriya Shema is Talo and Yom V'Laila because it's the same as Tefillah. The Ri says, Krishma is talu b'shach v'chov kumecha. When do people get up? Misha yakir is kaveru. So that's the time to say Krishma. And the only reason we make it a little later, in order to be lismo geula l'tfila. So that's the machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam says that b'shach v'chov kumecha means yom v'layla, and the Ri says it's a din of going to sleep and getting up. Now, the Mishnah itself tells us that you're supposed to say until 3 hours of the day, which is the way we pass it. Yeah. So according to the Reed, that's the time the Malachim get up. Yeah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who says it's dinner Yom Halayla, what is 3 hours? Who cares about Malachim? What does that have to do with Yom Halayla? So I think you have to say like the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that this whole din of 3 hours is all derabanan. He claims, midoraisa, you could say Kriya Shema the whole day. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam will have to be forced to say all the dinim in the Gemara Brachos are all derabanan. But midoraisa, it's tala yom v'layla. And as long as it's yom, midoraisa, you'll be yotze Kriya Shema. And all of these other halachas are all derabanan. Because as far as Yom V'Layla is concerned, nothing happens in Yom V'Layla after the 3 hours. Malachim do not determine Yom V'Layla. Malachim determine when it's time to get up, not when it's Yom V'Layla. Is this all clear? So, this is the Shita of the Ri. Okay? The third Shita is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that, oh, I should mention, so the Ri, how does the Ri answer the Gemara, the Stir in the Gemaras? So the Ri says, the Gemara in Yuma that says that they would say it when the sun would hit the Nevreshes is for the rest of the people. Remember I told you Rabbeinu Yonah says Vasikin were very precise people. Right. So the Ri says, who is going to be such an expert to know when it's sunrise? Vasikin were experts. They were engineers. So they were in the...
What's the Nevreshes is the question.
Is the candelabra, the mirror thing. So Vasikin were these experts, and they didn't need a Nevreshes. They knew how to do it. They had sand dials, whatever, you know. They could do it their ways. But for the rest of the people who were not Vasikin, so how are we going to know when it's sunrise? Remember, you're not going to want to say Shmona Esther before sunrise, like all other mitzvahs, and certainly Yeruchim Shemesh, so you certainly don't want to do it before. So they would do it later, because that's the practical way of how they knew that it was sunrise. So it was a practical solution to that problem. But if they would, like today, if the people of Yerushalayim were living in our times, where we have cell phones, and we can know sunrise, and we don't need to be Vasikin to know sunrise, they would all say it at sunrise. The only reason why the people of Yerushalayim said it later, because they didn't have cell phones. That's what the Ri says. They didn't have the equipment, they didn't have the measurements to be able to know the precise moment of sunrise in the time of Chazal. That's the opinion of the Ri. Okay. There is a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos says that when the Pasuk says Yeruchim Shemesh, and as Rashi points out over here, it's not a reference to Tefillah. No, it's a reference to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema should be said right before sunrise. So Rabbeinu Yonah says you can say it Mishayakir until Nates, because that's when most of the people get up. And the only reason why B'dievet you say Kriya Shema later is because the Malachim who are just the minority. Right. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, and the Balamor, the halakha of Vasikin is halakha in Kriya Shema, and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say the halakha of Vasikin isn't Tefillah. Okay, and I'm going to try to explain what is that argument. Is Yeruchim Shemesh in Kriya Shema? Is it in Tefillah? What are they arguing? But before I do that, I will quote the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is a new Shita. And let me just read the words of the Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, let's read the words in the very beginning of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Let's see what the Rambam says. Pa'mayim b'kol yom, twice a day, Korin Kriya Shema, you should say Shema, ba'erev u'bavokah. Listen to his words, evening and morning. Shneimar v'shach v'chov kumecha v'shach shederek bnei adam shokvin v'zehu laila v'shach shederek bnei adam omdim v'zehu yom. And then the Rambam says that when is the right time to say Shema? So the Rambam says Eizu uzman halakates Eizu uzman kriya Shema b'laila mitzvasa mishas itiyas kocham when it says. And then the Rambam says, when is the right time to say Shema during the day? Mitzvasa, the right time, the ideal time of saying Shema. Like the Vatikin. The Rambam does not agrees to Rabbeinu Tam that we don't paskin like Achim. The Rambam never brings down the shear of Misha Yakir. As the Gemara says, Misha Yakir is Alach and Tefillah. But Kriyashma, it's not telling Misha Yakir. It should be said right before Neitz. Kidei sheyamot likros v'levarech bracha achrona im ha-Neitz acham. This should be said right before Neitz. V'shir zekimo isur shah kodem shetal Hashem. 6 minutes before Neitz. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, so in Kriyashma he tells you that Vasikin is a din in Kriyashma. And well, let's see what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Paragimel, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, Tefillah sashachar mitzvah sheyaskil lihispalo im hanetzachama v'zmana atzof sharevis. So the Rambam is unique because the Rambam says Vasikin is a din both in Kriyashma and Tefillah. He wants Kriyashma to be said right before Neitz. Not like the Ri who says, oh, because Kedei Lismo Gula Tefillah shouldn't be a big gap. No. According to the Rambam, it's not just because of Lismo Gula Tefillah, because that's the right time to say Kriyashma. The best time to say Kriyashma, according to the Rambam, is right before Neitz. And when is the best time to daven? Right eight, at Neitz. That is what the Rambam... So we have three shitas, three schools. We have Rabbeinu Tam, the Ri, who say that Vasikin is a din in Tefillah. Yeruchaim Shemesh, fear God, means say Tefillah. We have the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Balamor who say Yeruchaim Shemesh is a din in Kriyashma. And the Rambam is the in-between Shita who says it's both. Both Kriyashma and Tefillah should be said at Neitz. The pasuk that Yeruchaim Shemesh, fear God, means both through Kriyashma and through Tefillah. That's what the Rambam will tell you. And now I'm going to try to present the theory behind it. What are they arguing about? And I believe that the argument is totally on the question of Yiras Hashem. After all, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Yeruchaim Shemesh, fear God. And now we're discussing the question of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And here's the question. Yiras Hashem, is that mitzvah you do with your heart, or is that something you do with your mind? That is the question. Is it something that's psychological? Is it an experience? Or is it something, a statement of our belief, and some philosophical statement? Those Rishonim, Rabbi Lamor and the Rabbeinu Yonah, who are saying that Yeruchaim Shemesh is a reference to Kriyashma, obviously are saying that Yiras Hashem is a philosophical mitzvah. It's something we do with our minds. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who are saying Yeruchaim Shemesh is a mitzvah in Tefillah, are saying it's an experience. It's something you do with your heart. How do you fear God? You feel God through experience. It's not something you think, it's something you feel. And therefore, it is the Tefillah that should be said with Neitz Hachama, and not when it comes to creation. What is the idea? So, I'm going to quote... You see, what's the idea of saying the Kriyashma and saying the Tefillah at Neitz Hachama? The idea is because it's a reenactment of a Maisa Brachos. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's so special about Neitz? What happens at Neitz? It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created the sun. It's a new Bria. It's a re-experience of a Maisa Brachos. So when is the best time to say Shema? When is the best time to Tefillah? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the creation of sunrise. Symbolically, sunrise is a recreation or a re-experiencing of a Maisa Brachos. And that would be the most ideal time to say Shema, if it's an intellectual expression of our belief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. So the best time to reaffirm our belief is when there's a new Maisa Brachos. Emechadish b'chol yom, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world anew every day. And if it's a something experiential, it will be Tefillah. And the last reference, if you look on your sheet, I quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu. This is the last pasuk that we quote in the Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu. So the pasuk Yeshayahu says, Su'u marom inekam, lift up your eyes, Uru'u, and see, mi bara ela, who created this? Hamotzi b'mispar tzavam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the stars, the constellations, into the sky. Lukulam b'shem yikra, he calls each one by name. Mirov onim v'amitz koach, ish lo nedar, nothing is missing. So, the saying the Shema is our expression of the proclamation that Yeshaya HaNavi is telling us. When we say Shema at Nates, we are proclaiming what Yeshaya HaNavi is saying. We are lifting our eyes and we are looking at the Maaseh Bereishis and then expressing it through our belief, if it's Kriya Shema, and our experience, if it's Shmoneh Esrei. And the Rambam, who will be saying that it's both, obviously will say that both aspects are reflections of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. So I'm just going to talk a little bit deeper on the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Last week Rabbi Gordimer gave a shiur on the Parshas of Vayetze. And he spoke about the idea of Yaakov Avinu was Mekadesh the Gashmias. So this is the idea of Yiras Hashem. Yaakov Avinu says, he calls the Makom Beis HaMikdash a Makom Nora, and he's full of Yira. Beis HaMikdash is where you have Yiras Hashem. In fact, we have halachos. You're not supposed to wear shoes when you go Harabayis. You're not supposed to use a stick. You're not supposed to spit on the Harabayis. It's a Makom Yira. You have to have fear. It's not just a... It's a tremendous Makom Yira. So Makom Yira, because when you pray and when you do avoda, is the place of Yira. And Kriya Shema, as we say in the Brachos, La'ava u'Yira. We feel God and we love God and fear God. They're both expressions of Yira. So the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks about the mitzvah of davening, he quotes a medrash. The pasuk says, "As Hashem Elokech et Yira, va'asot avoda." Fear God and serve Him. The medrash says, "Avdehu b'torasa, serve Him through His Torah." V'avdehu b'mikdasha. We serve God through the base of Mikdash. We serve God through our davening, Ezu Avoda Shebulei. But the Chazal and the Rambam are telling us, not only do we serve God through our davening and through our tefillas and the base of Mikdash, we serve God through our learning. And that's the question. What does learning have to do with serving God? Learning is something you do with your mind, not with your heart. The answer is, Torah is the way how we can take something spiritual. Yaakov is the one who represents the Torah, right? Torah is the method of how we can take something spiritual and then transform it to our mundane life. The ladder that Yaakov sees, on the one hand, this is what I heard from Ravon Salvech, he said, the ladder goes to Shamayim, but on the other hand, the bottom is on La'aretz. So you can be spiritual, but at the same time, you have to maintain your feet on the ground. You can't just lift off. That's the mitzvah of Yira. Elokim b'shamayim v'ata al ha'aretz. Yira means we don't come too close. We keep our distance from Hashem. We remember we're humans. So that's what Torah is about. Torah can... What does halacha deal with? Halacha deals with physical existence. That's what halacha is all about. Halacha doesn't talk about malachim, right? It doesn't even say olam haba in the Torah. Torah deals with, you know, dollars and cents, something very practical and physical. Because the Torah can take something spiritual and make it practical. That's Yiras Hashem. And that's what Chazal are telling us. Avdehu b'torasa. Through the Torah, you come to serve God, because through the Torah, you can take something spiritual and make it physical. And through the Torah, you serve God, because that's how you're going to do the avoda. Avdehu b'torasa, avdehu b'avodasa b'mikdasha. That's what Chazal are saying through the two avodas Hashem, and that's Yiras Hashem. I believe this is how we're going to connect it to Hanukkah. Let's remember Hanukkah. There's a famous question, why is Hanukkah 8 days? It should be 7 days. The Nes lasted 7 days. So the Beis Yosef, the very simple answer says, you have 8 days of Hanukkah because one day is for the military victory and 7 days for the Pach Hashem. The idea is we need to connect the physical victory with the spiritual victory as well. What is the Pach Hashem and the oil represent? It represents Torah and it represents the Avodah. It was a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a spiritual place where you come to serve God. But it's the same Kohanim who serve in the Beis HaMikdash, who are doing all these spiritual things. It was the same Kohanim who were fighting and won the military victory. And it's only when we combine the two together is going to be the Nes of Hanukkah. So this is the theme. The same way we have the representation of the Torah being symbolized through Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is something intellectual, and it is the tefillah that symbolizes the Avodah Shebelev, the emotional aspect. And these two elements was represented in Hanukkah through the Kohanim. What did we say? Zeidim Biyat Oske Torah Secha. The Kohanim were the ones who were the Torah teachers, and the Kohanim were the ones who did the Avodah. The whole problem of the Nes of Hanukkah was with Nishrasho Ba'avod. So the chizuk of Hanukkah is through the chizuk of the Torah and the chizuk of our Avodah. And therefore, this is the best time for us to say Kriya Shema, which is the chizuk of our Torah, and the time for our davening, which is the chizuk of the Avodah.